This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, Facebook posts, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jim Romanesco reports that writers at the Daily Freeman on Thursday, January 8th, added Charlie to their bylines in solidarity with the staff of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper at which 12 persons were killed Wednesday, allegedly by Islamic extremists. Managing editor Tony Charlie Adamus added this note: "Readers may notice a subtle difference in our local reports and photographs today. In solidarity with the staff of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper at which 12 persons were killed Wednesday, allegedly by Islamic extremists, Freeman reporters, correspondents, editors, and photographers have chosen to take, for the day, the middle name Charlie in their bylines and credit lines. It is with deep sincerity that we make what we know is but a small symbolic gesture in defense of free speech." You can read the full statement from the Daily Freeman managing editor Tony Adamus at newsroom.wgxc.org. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, announced he will not run for a fourth term in Congress this week, and WNYT's Abigail Black talked to him about his plans.
Well, as you know, Abby, we've talked about this for 4 years. Ever since I retired from the Army, I had said that I planned to self-impose term limits. I said the most I would serve in Congress is 8 years. This is slightly different. I'm saying that 6 years will be it. But yes, I'm a firm believer in term limits. I believe in a rotation of office, fresh ideas into places of governance like the Capitol here in Washington and in Albany. So I'm fulfilling my pledge to self-impose term limits.
If it is your last term, then what do you hope to accomplish before you leave D.C.?
Well, very aggressive agenda. I put the press release out on that yesterday. We're working very hard to not only help create jobs, but also to raise the standard of living for those who have jobs. So pro-growth agenda, we're talking about lowering taxes, regulatory relief and reform, lowering energy costs, dealing with spiraling health care costs, making smart investments, changing policies that help the underlying environment for growth, including skills, job skills training, and then really a new direction for education. Disagree with Common Core. I believe in empowerment of teachers, parents, students, administrators, and not bureaucrats in Washington or even Albany. I believe in empowerment means rolling back the Common Core and adequately resourcing our classrooms and teachers.
That's certainly a belief, I think, that resonates with both Democrats and Republicans. You mentioned yesterday in that release a desire to run for statewide office in 2018. Can I assume that that is governor?
Well, first of all, I didn't say what I said is a potential candidacy. Most immediately, I'm focused in on this service right here. I have 2 years to work hard for the people of upstate New York. In addition to some of those national agenda items, we're still highly focused on our local issues such as fighting Lyme disease, expanding broadband, dealing with flood relief and mitigation. All of these important, taking care of veterans. These are very important issues to our people in upstate New York. As we're working these issues for the people of the 19th Congressional District, my political team will also be helping build a stronger team statewide for the GOP. Why is that? Because I firmly believe this. When you look at the history of mankind, absolute power corrupts. And part of the challenge we're facing in our state, not only economically, but even in terms of corruption in Albany, has been one-party control of our state and the inability for my party to compete and win statewide offices. So our political team will be working with Republican and conservative independence committee chairs and committee men and women to get our message out, to talk, to listen, and to show we have solutions to statewide challenges, raise the profile of our candidates so that when it comes to 2018, when we have statewide races, the GOP can compete and win and help turn around New York State.
You can hear that full video or see that full video and hear it at newsroom.wgxc.org or follow the link to the WNYT website. Town of Windham hosts a public meeting on Wednesday, January 14th about the state-sponsored New York Rising Community Reconstruction Program, a state program set up to help communities severely damaged by Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee become more resilient through innovative community-driven plans. The Wyndham Planning Committee will present the projects and initiatives they recommend for implementation in their recently completed New York Rising Community Reconstruction Plan at the meeting. Members of the public will also learn about the next steps in the program. The meeting will be from 7 to 9 p.m. January 14th at the Center Church, 5329 State Route 23 in Wyndham. The state has established the New York Rising Community Reconstruction Program, and you can go to stormrecovery.ny.gov for more information. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.